blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join VisionServe Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I wanted to welcome you aboard. Welcome. And thanks for having us in your home tonight. Before we get started with this, well, great show for you tonight, let me introduce you to some of the players. my co-host who's sitting right next to me. On the left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our end of Hanukkah, before Christmas, Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the December 20th edition. Welcome, welcome.
And, yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida, but we're all in our homes. And in his home, our friend and co-host, Dave Hildebrand. Dave, are you there?
Good evening, one and all. I'm here, Michael, and I missed everybody. Happy Hanukkah. I hope you guys survived okay.
We did. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, you're sounding good.
We lit the candles. The cats didn't catch the house on fire with the candles. We're good.
And now, still in the, well, the computers of the Spectrum computers, and there in the Orlando radio station, Chris Shaw, our producer, our engineer. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Good evening, baby. How are you doing this evening? It's always good. It's always an honor. It's always a privilege. Oh, boy, you know I'm here.
Groucho.
It sounds like him.
Right?
Yeah.
Groucho. But he's not Groucho, though.
He's just a crouch. Him. Yeah. Oh, who said that?
Ha-cha-cha-cha.
No, but
how's the family there, Chris?
All is everything well. How's everybody doing? It's great to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear that everybody's doing great. Happy Hanukkah to you all. To everybody and every listening ear with their ears glued to the radio.
Hey, listen, folks, before you start changing the dial, stay right there for a moment.
Why should they change
the dial? I don't want you to change the dial because this is radio show is unique. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community, and we love you sighted folks. Listen to the radio show. So if you're in the car driving and you're sighted, well, just don't change the dial. Keep it there. And if you're blind and driving, well, what can I say? Hey, David, what's
off the road.
That blind guy driving the car?
Get off the road, please. And for those who have their ears glued to the radio, you've got a problem. You need to try to find something to unglue your ear.
Well, if you're blind and driving, I want to see this, so stop by.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got to see this with my own eyes, if you're blind and driving.
I'll be right by, man.
So, Chris Shaw.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be right by in my Tesla mobile.
Chris, how's it going with your Christmas, your holiday preparations in your new home with your family?
Well, the new home is fine. The preparation part, it's a struggle.
That's funny.
The preparation.
But I hear you got the tree up.
Yeah, the preparation is putting everything else together and things that my wife says she want to do and want to find. So that's the preparation. But outside of that, we are doing absolutely great. The kids are enjoying every bit of it. I actually got a chance the last couple of days to actually just sit at home, to be at home and not do anything, to be with them and just hang out with them. And, oh, my God, it was just amazing.
Cool.
That's the best present ever, Chris.
You know, thank you, folks, listening. It would be great if you can call in, like them, wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So give us a call. Phone number is 407-416. No, it's not. You'll be calling the wrong phone number. 407-894-1680. Let me say that again nice and slow. 407-894-1680. 1680.
We'll be here before New Year's, just to remind you, Michael.
I understand.
I don't plan on sitting at the dining table myself.
But not everybody might not be here. Both shows, they might not both.
Anyway, David has some shout-outs.
You have some shout-outs?
They better be here for both shows, though. This is important, catching these last two shows. This could be historic. An historic event.
Oh, yeah, next week, yeah.
Yeah. With all of the guest hosts all lined up in one big row there.
All the hosts and our guests.
Exactly.
And you too, Chris. And you too.
Yeah, man. Well, as far as shout outs, I've got a couple. Let's see. I've got a shout out to my dear friend Neville, who is a great neighbor and friend right across the way who's tuned in religiously, and friends up in Pittsburgh, the Lake family, Terry and Marcy, and a good friend in Bath, England, that is tuned in, named Lori. Gentleman named Lori I talked to on the ham radio. He's a cool guy, and he was going to give a listen to Blind and Beyond. So how's that for a list? And my dear wife, Brenda. Brenda is tuned in, too, I do believe, or soon will be. So
That's well, they can call us, too. Wish us a happy Merry Christmas. And listen, I'll say it again. A phone number, nice and slow, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say that nice and slow?
Oh, that is beautiful,
now pick
baby.
Up the phone and call.
Okay, let's see here.
I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from them, too. What's going on?
I especially, be honest with you, I still like to hear from excited folks around the country because I'm all excited. We have so many excited folks listen to this show. I'm all excited about it.
But I would like to know from blind people, how many blind people, if you live on your own without a sighted spouse, do you put up decorations or not? I am interested to find out because...
You know what? That's a very interesting thought. I never thought about that. A blind person... who lives by themselves would put up Christmas decorations.
It doesn't have to be much. It could be just a little, you know, one of those fiber optic trees or whatever. But I'm just curious because one of our neighbors kind of gave me a different perspective, who is older, not able to put up a bunch of lights, and they are so excited to see other people putting up their lights. You forget that, you know, you really are putting up the lights for other people's enjoyment. And sometimes we don't realize how much. So I hope blind people are still putting up something.
That's very interesting.
As a matter of fact, Gary brought that up this week because he wasn't having a Christmas party this year because of the pandemic.
Right.
He wasn't having his friend Big Mike put up 20,000 lights or something.
That's a lot of work.
And it is a lot of work, but it's kind of sad that the lights won't
be up. But that's very interesting now. Yeah. Now you got me thinking. I would love to hear from someone who is blind, living by themselves, if they put up Christmas decorations, whether a Christmas tree and lights or lights outside, anything. I'm just curious if they do anything. That I'd like to hear that one. What do you think, Dave?
I wonder.
All right, so I got a few minutes before we can go to the phone line real quick. We got two callers from the Central Florida area, the one and only Sherry from Orlando and Sheila from Orlando. Sherry, you are on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hello, Miss Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello. My answer to your question is, my condo enters from inside the building, so on my door I have a wreath and a string of bells, and inside I have pretty much nothing. Usually, I used to put up a tree and everything when I had kids and when I had people around. But then when I moved from my old house to my new house, I gave away a lot of my Christmas stuff. And I have not put up a tree for the last few years.
Hey, but a wreath and bells is certainly something.
Nice. So well, thank you, Sherry.
Cool.
Sherry, we have
You're
to
welcome.
Run because we're going to go to
Christmas.
Break. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All thanks right. for calling in. Love you, Sherry. Bye. Take care. Thanks you for too. Calling. Bye. Appreciate it.
Okay. Do you want to go to break or you want to talk to Sheila Young real
well,
quick?
Well, very quickly.
Talk to this guy.
All right. We got Sheila Young, and then when we come back from break, we can go to Christine real quick from Jupiter, Florida.
Our guest caller is in the Zoom room
gotcha.
Right now.
Okay. No problem, Sheila. You there?
We'll have to talk to Christine after.
Hello, guys.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello there, Miss
Sheila.
Merry
Hi, how are you
everybody.
All this evening? Oh, no, Judy, we're not on yet for the
Oh, hey, Judy.
Okay.
Hey, Judy. Give me just a sec.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, I wanted to say yes and yes. I have lots and lots of decorations. I've got blow-ups outside. I've got a Christmas tree. I've got all kinds of decorations around my house, and I love it.
Wow, good for you.
Oh.
Leave it
to Sheila. Leave it to Sheila.
Yep.
My favorite.
All right. Well,
we've got
two yeses then.
Leave it to Sheila.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week for sure.
Sir.
Yeah. We'll talk about it then. Thanks for calling in, Sheila.
We're taking a break.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest.
Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform, perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken RX is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken RX or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, especially when I give you the right phone number, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Right now, I got to turn the show right now over to David. David.
It's me.
You are up.
Hi there, friends. Hey, you know, during the holidays, it's supposed to be a happy time. Typically, we think of it, but we all know stress, especially during the holiday time. A number of us have experienced a loss of one kind or another, especially during a COVID period. And of course, unfortunately, a lot of us have the problem with grief. Personally, because it's a loved one that has passed away during the holidays. So there are ways of being able to handle it and get through relatively unscarred. And I'm hoping to get some good tips today from a friend of mine. This is Chaplain Judy Taylor down in Lakeland, Florida. Hi there, Judy.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Real good.
Welcome, Judy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much making time to be with us today. And Judy is not only a chaplain, but has a unique perspective of also having been a grief counselor for hospice as well as in a hospital situation. And so I'm first, I'd like to, I'm hoping you can tell me a little bit of, and the audience, of course, a little bit about yourself. And then we can talk about grief and dealing with it a little bit, or just loss in general during the holidays. And so first, a little bit about Miss Judy, Chaplain Judy. How about that?
That's good. That's what I've been known as for the past 15 years. I am a certified chaplain, did my training at Tampa General and at Good Shepherd Hospice. And that's about a two-year training period after seminary. That's something that clergy have that teaches them how to do ministry and support work for people in a clinical environment. So that's what I've been doing for the past 15 years. I just retired in May and learning new ways to shape that ministry in retirement, which is very interesting. I'm going to be teaching at St. Leo University starting in March, which will be a bit of a departure for me and a challenge, but I'm really looking forward to it.
You're going to find all your time gets filled up there rather quickly, I have a funny feeling.
Yeah, I don't know how I ever had time for a 40-hour-a-week job.
There you go. I'm experiencing the same thing with retirement. All of a sudden, you've got all kinds of extra things on the calendar.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the holiday time. Unfortunately, as we all get older, everyone pretty much has experienced grief or hardship close to the holidays, and we certainly don't want to taint the holidays as being something bad. It should be something joyous. So I know you've got some tips to be able to help us deal with that, but first, I know that everybody deals with it differently, and so of course the first thing is to understand that if we've got a grieving problem, and so you might tell me in the audience a little bit first about how do you know that you have a problem, something you need to consider, you know?
What a great question. Let me answer that by first saying that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. Everybody grieves differently, and nobody, quote unquote, gets over it. You might hear people say, well, it's time to get over it and move on with your life. Actually, grieving is a part of moving on with your life, and we process it. We go through acute phase to start with and eventually get to where we integrate the loss in our lives and begin to identify new sources of hope. But the grief will come back. and it doesn't, it's never finalized. But what we do during the holidays are all about family, they're all about tradition, they're about food, they're about friends and loved ones, and very, very high expectations. Our culture across the board has unrealistic expectations about the holidays, having the perfect courier and I Christmas, you know, the perfect New Year's Eve party, the perfect Hanukkah. And truthfully, perfection is something that we pursue and never catch, and it's not a realistic expectation. So we're already entering into a season where we have unrealistic expectations of ourselves. And if we have a recent loss, the strain of trying to maintain those standards that you've had in years past, while you have a hole in your heart, or you have deep pain from the recent loss, or the memory of loss of somebody during the holidays in years past, makes it doubly hard.
You know, Judy, you had mentioned you were kind to send some potential talking points to me, so I had something to go on. And one of my thought was very interesting. From the start was the fact that if there's a loss in a family, quite often people deal with that differently in the family. Like one person may it could be affected hugely, and another person maybe not. So I could imagine that could be a great amount of stress when someone else may not feel the exact same way you do about or deal with it in the same way, of course.
Exactly. And we have to give each other permission to grieve differently. Some people show it on the exterior more than others. Everyone experiences it. But we need to not have expectations that everybody in the family will react in the same way. Some may be very stoic, and sometimes that's a cultural response. Some may be very teary and very emotional. It may complicate other issues that they have. And depending on what the loss is, you know, it may even be sometimes something a person can't talk about. That's called disenfranchised grief, where, you know, if your mother died of cancer, you would freely talk about it. But if your mother died of AIDS, you may not feel like you can speak to anybody about it. And so you have to bottle it all up inside of you. So there's so many variables that make the grieving experience different for everyone, and also depending on the manner of death. You know, whether it was suicide, an overdose, if it was an expected death or a sudden death, if it was a death from COVID, there's just so many factors that roll into the way that we will respond, but especially during the holidays.
Right. While I'm thinking about it, let me pass along the phone number again in case anyone wants to call and has a question of Judy. And we'll certainly be talking about how is best to help us to get through the holidays and how to appropriately deal with grief, maybe in a positive direction. But if you have a question, please feel free to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And Judy, we were talking about grief, especially during the holidays, and knowing that you have a grief problem, because a lot of people just feel like it's their responsibility to deal with it regardless, and they don't have a grief problem. But of course, as you've mentioned, it grief affects us all differently, and it can affect us physically, from what I'm reading from some of your notes.
Oh yes, I mean, sleep is one of the first things that usually suffers during acute grief, but also appetite, eating too much, not eating at all, forgetting things. Our cognitive abilities suffer when we are in acute grief, and so we may not be able to remember things or organize ourselves the way we did. And that's one of the reasons I encourage people, if you're grieving during the holidays, make the holidays simpler. And of course, with COVID-19, we're all having to do things very differently this year. But I always say simple is maybe better anyway during the holidays, because we tend to get ourselves exhausted from doing too much, but especially when you have the burden of grief in your life.
I agree. Simple is good, I think.
Yes. And let people know how you're feeling. Don't be afraid to say to people, you know, I'm having a hard time this year, and so I'm not going to do as much as I used to. I'm not sending out Christmas cards, for instance, or I'm not going to make all the cookies I used to make, or I'm not giving as many gifts. I'm giving simple, meaningful gifts this year because I just am in a different place, and I need to be good to myself and give myself a break this year. If you can say that to people up front, they're less likely to apply pressure to you to do all of the things you used to do.
I think that is a great idea because, like you say, it's only fair because a lot of people may not know what you're going through.
Right.
We're so good at covering it up and pretending like all is good that some people may not know. So if you're able to tell people off the bat, hey, you know, don't be expecting that Christmas card. I'm going to call you and say hi, but I'm not sending the card. It's too much.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, my friends. I think a personal hello is far better than anything that you could buy anyway. So, but you had mentioned some other areas where you can honor the person that you've lost, your family member or your friend, yeah, in different ways through Christmas that can be a positive way. And I wonder if you might mention some of them, because I think a couple of them are just, well, all of them are great ideas, but one especially, doing volunteer work and stuff like that while honoring a loved one, I think is awesome.
Yes. And, you know, if you've lost somebody in your inner circle who maybe your father or your grandfather always carved the turkey, you know, and so you have to pass that tradition down to someone else, I say make it an event to stop and remember how Dad was during the holidays and talk about him, and then carve the turkey. It can be an opportunity for everybody to celebrate who he was.
Also, I have to interrupt. We have someone calling in that would like to ask you a question.
And we'll be going to break in a minute. We can take the person on the
other. We take the first person right now.
Right.
Before the break. Sherry. Who's on the line right now?
Sherry from Orlando.
Hi, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Hello, Miss Sherry.
Hi. Hi there. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Sherry.
I had a friend pass away suddenly this week. I have to make a long story very short. He had a really bad cold and cough, and I mean, to the point where you have when you have bronchitis, and he was 70. And I said, you know, you need to go to the doctor. You really, this is not going away. You need to get checked out. The thing that I'm going through right now, as well as his loss, is guilt. Because he called me two times that night before he passed, and I was like sound asleep and didn't hear the phone ring, and he didn't leave a message or anything. But my problem is I'm just dealing with what did he want? You know, did he just want to say hi? Did he want to ask me if I thought he should go to the emergency room? Did he, you know, and all these things are going through my mind. And he also left a young daughter behind that's about the age of my youngest son. And we talked a lot, confided a lot in each other. And it was just a platonic, nice friendship, mostly on the phone. And I just miss him. I think about, you know, I'm listening to a football game and I'm like, oh, he'd like this or, you know, whatever. And it's really hard. It's all inside, but it's really difficult to cope with this sudden loss.
We're going to go to break.
Sherry,
thanks for calling in. We're going to have a break.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to
hold
over.
Yeah, we're going to hold Sherry over. Please do listen because Judy can address that at the other side of the...
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. We're very sorry for your loss here.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we've been listening right now to a young lady. Her name is Judy. And if you listen to Judy, well, what can I tell you? She's got a lot of insight on a lot of good things.
Chaplain Judy Kaler is our guest this evening, and Judy had a call from our dear friend Sherry Brunn right before the break, and Sherry was asking about a dear friend of hers who recently passed, and Sherry was feeling very bad about that, and Judy, I'm hoping you can address some of her concerns there before the break.
Absolutely. I'm so glad Sherry called in because her loss is very recent, just in the last week or so. And she mentioned one of the very top, most frequent emotions that people feel after a loss, and that is guilt. Guilt and regret. They're the most common reactions that we have. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I listen more when he said this? She's asking, you know, why didn't she return a phone call right away? It might have been him asking to go to the hospital. Those questions go around and around and around in our minds over and over and over, and they'll come back later on too. But it's helpful to know that that is normal. That's what we all jump to when we've lost somebody. The best thing we can do is to talk about it. The fact that she called into this program is a sign of she's on the road to health. Because talking about us, about our emotions, helps us to process them. And even writing in a journal or on a computer, writing down your thoughts that you're feeling, and don't edit them. Put the raw thoughts out there. There's something about when you put them down, it actually helps you put them down. So, but also reach out for help. We're going to be giving some numbers at the end of my segment here where you can get help from any local hospice that has support groups available, and also some 800 numbers. But also keep a list of friends who are people who are good listeners. These are not people who say, oh, well, Sherry, you shouldn't feel like that, because emotions aren't should. They aren't good or bad. They just are. And you have the right to completely process them. Who are your friends or your relatives who will give you space and time just to express those raw emotions? Call them. Keep a list of them. Don't go through it by yourself. Reaching out is a very healthy thing to do, and grief is such a common thing. We all experience it somehow in our life. And if you have empathetic friends who will listen and give you their ear, give them a call, and also reach out and try to get help in support groups. There are support groups for every kind of loss you can imagine, from loss of a child, loss of a parent, loss of a spouse, loss of LGBTQ partners, loss of friends, loss of siblings, which is one that we don't spend very much time on.
Oh, but you know, I appreciate you mentioning about the journals too, real quickly, because with a lot of blind folks, especially the older folks, may not be computer literate so much, but everybody typically either has a phone or a way of a note taker, a personal note taker thing. And a lot of times it's good just to get your feelings out. So I think that makes a lot of sense to have, even the blind folks, is an easy way of being able to get journal your thoughts. You mentioned the 800 numbers, and I would really like to get to those. You have a great deal of experience with hospice, which with folks that may not be familiar, you think that most people would know, but some that don't. Hospice specifically works with, they have many different areas, but what Judy works with is with folks who've experienced loss and grieving. So hospice has a direct number that I will give you right now, 855-928-2426. That's 855-928-2426. They have so many different free support groups, either online, on the phone. They make it totally accessible, and they're there for you. So it's a great place to go, or just onto their website, hospice.com. Is that right, Judy?
If you go to vitas.com, V as in Victor, ITAS.com. They are the largest hospice in the country, and they have support groups all over the country. But all of the other hospices do too. In the Orlando area, there's Cornerstone Hospice. There's Hospice of the Good Shepherd, I think, in Orlando. They all have support groups, and all of them are online right now. Very few of them are meeting in person because of the virus. So it's easy for people to get online by telephone or Zoom. And across the country, if people are listening from the other areas, go to Google and find out what the hospice is in your area, because all hospices in the United States are required to offer support groups for the entire community they serve. Your loved one does not have to have been a hospice patient for you to take advantage of their grief services.
Well, to hear what she said,
that's good to know.
Very interesting statement. If you lost someone, they don't have to belong to hospice. If you're upset, well, now's the time to call.
They can help you.
This would help you not to be upset. You're always going to, no matter what, if you lose someone close, you're always going to be upset. But
exactly.
Maybe help you get rid of that guilt feeling.
Well, Judy, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We greatly appreciate it. This was really informative, right?
It means a lot to me to have you on. And do you have any parting thoughts? I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll certainly be talking soon. But I can't thank you enough for making the time.
I think in parting, I would just encourage people to try to balance out the deep feelings of grief with feelings of gratitude. Every day, identify something that you are grateful for. It helps you to keep things in balance and keep in touch with, you know, reality, so that you don't sink so deep into the grief.
And
thank
if we
thank you so much.
And another thing is that we can do those donations in our loved one's name to to specific charities and things. So turn something bad into something good if we possibly can.
Thank David. Thank you for bringing this topic up, especially during these chaotic times. David, it was a great idea. Thank
Judy,
you, Judy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you all. You all have blessed holidays.
You
and
as
you
well.
Too.
You take care.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to go to trivia time.
I thought David was going to play. We're going to go to trivia and then David?
Trivia. First, we go to trivia, and then
okay, this is David's song.
Yes.
This is your
this
song,
is trivia. David, your song.
Oh, yeah, it is my song. Who sang this song? It's a great number, and it kind of fits for the times on what we were just discussing in a way.
407-894-1680. Who was singing the song? 407-894-1680. Okay, Chris.
That'll be good enough.
Who was singing that song? 407-894-1680. We'll just give you one hint. He is famous. The fellow you're singing the song.
Actually, I'll give you another hint that is kind of funny. If you watched Saturday Night Live last night, they did a spoof on this singer last night on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, and I didn't even realize it, but Brenda had DVR'd it, and so he watched it today. Yep, and he was there. Well, he wasn't there, but they were pretending like he was.
David, while we're waiting for someone to call in, okay, I'd like to hear you play something. Why we're waiting for someone to call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Oh, I see. He wants me to be filler. Do you hear that, Lynn?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
You're the filler. That's the content filler.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know the Debbie's nose, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And as you walk down the street, say
hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe, somehow you can't see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Well, have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
We got any callers?
I think we do. He's sending me texts.
Yes, we
yes,
do.
Yes, he's got people all over the place.
I knew there had to be someone to bail me out with that one. Someone was watching Saturday Night Live. Who's the first winner, Sir Chris?
Okay, so we have three callers. We have three callers. One calling in from Delray Beach, Florida. Then we're going to in Florida and drive up to Central Florida to Apopka, Florida. And then we're going to go over to OIA International Airport and fly all the way up to Philly Field, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We're okay, Chris, for the answer to your question.
So we got one from Philly, we got one from Delray Beach, Florida, and we have one from Apopka.
That's
who
right.
was first? Who was first?
Delray Beach, Florida.
Which, by the way, I was born in Fort Lauderdale, so I've kind of got a soft spot for Delray Beach.
So who's in Delray Beach?
We have the one and only Bill from Delray Beach. Bill, how you doing?
Bill?
Yes,
hey, Bill.
Hello. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you.
Who do you think did that song, Bill?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I couldn't hear what was actually going on. I was on the phone listening, but, you know, there's nothing coming through the phone. But the first thing you played, I think, was Smokey Robinson.
Yes.
There you go. That was the song. That's what I was looking for.
Smokey Robinson is 100% right. Okay. Smokey Robinson, what was the name of his group, do you know?
Tears of a group, The Miracles.
That's right.
Yes,
Smokey Robinson, The Miracles.
Okay.
You know, besides him being a singer, you know what else he was?
A great juggler.
Besides that.
I don't know. He had a lot
of Bill, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And I believe we have
Thank you very much.
All right, Bill, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. All right, Bill?
Okay.
All righty. Let's take a trip over to Apopka, Florida, and talk with the one and only Miss Queen Deborah. Deborah, how you doing?
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I am sorry you missed the prize, but
let me answer this question.
But I'm glad you called anyway.
Me too.
You know who was singing? You know who was singing?
No, not on the second one, but I knew the first one.
What was the first one?
Smokey Robinson.
Okay. Besides being a singer, do you know what else he was?
A great music producer, writer.
That's correct, a music producer. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
There you go.
It pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it so much. Thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Deborah, don't hang up. Hold on one moment. All right, Deborah?
Kyle?
Okay.
All right, hold on one moment.
Did I get from Kyle to this?
Let's go to Philly Field and talk with our good friend Kyle in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Kyle.
Wait a minute. Hello? I recognize that voice.
What's going on?
I wonder why.
On up there in the corner.
I recognize that voice.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Hello, grandparents.
What a nice surprise.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I was supposed to call a few weeks back, but I made it here now.
That's the important thing. How's it going? Yeah,
how's folks going listening to this radio show don't know who this man is, this is the man. His name is Kyle. That's right. That means he is my grandson. That's right. He's the man's grandson.
No way. Now,
did you know the song?
I did. That's why I was calling. I knew it was Smokey Robinson, but I got beat to the punch.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Besides being a producer, do you know what else he was?
Yeah, I just heard it, though. It was already given away.
Well, I'm saying he was a singer. He was a producer. Can you make anything else but he did? What else did he do? That's right. He was a writer. He wrote a lot of hit records. That's right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Happy Hanukkah, Kyle.
It pays to listen to the Blind Man on Radio Show. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway because he was a writer. He has written a lot of songs. He was a producer. That's right.
And I am honored to talk to Michael's grandson. This is something else.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some generations going, some history going on here.
I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you guys for having me.
He was a good grandpa, I hope.
He was.
He didn't give you too much of a hard time, did he?
No, but he taught me to love the Eagles, and I'm not sure if I can do that right now.
Ah.
Kyle, they came close tonight. That new guy is great.
And this is not the Eagles like with Glenn Frey and
no.
It's the other Eagles.
That was a very happy surprise.
Joe Walsh.
Very happy surprise. Grandma loves you. I love you. And thank you so much for calling in.
I love you guys too. Thank you guys.
And give your address to the.
I have his address.
You have it? You know where he lives?
Are you sure you know where he lives?
Okay.
We got his number all the way.
Okay. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift. He was a right. Smokey Robinson.
All right.
Happy New Year there, Kyle. Good to hear from you, man.
Oh, by the way, Kyle, me, David.
And the last thing that he did that most people not know, he was the producer in most of the hit records that Motown had. He was the executive producer. He was vice president in charge of pretty much everything that went on with the Miracles was the first that Motown had. That was the first group that Motown had, Miracles. And Smokey Robinson, back from the 50s all the way not to now, but let's say up to about 10 years ago, he did everything for Motown. Pretty much most of the hits came from him. So thank you, Kyle, for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
We have 1 minute to the top of the hour, folks.
All right. So in the midst of that 1 minute before the top of the hour, I got Christine who wanted to get in before we went into our break. So Christine is back to answer our first question from the beginning of the show. Christine, how you doing?
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
This is one half of the dynamic duo.
Yeah, Terry's phone died, so she's not here with me tonight.
Well, I'm glad you called in anyway, and I'm sorry we weren't able to take your call earlier, so I'm glad you called back. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope it's still okay to answer your question about decorating.
Of course it's okay.
David, we have to take it
if she wants to hold on to the top of the hour, we're going to go to break. Here's the station ID.
Because I do want to hear about what you did for decoration. So please, can you call me back? Are you able to?
Oh, you want me to call back?
She can hold on either way.
Just hold on.
Yeah, just hold on. Because I want to talk to you for a while.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.